Hello from the North Shore Community School in the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is your phrenology report for the week of March 16th, 2024. My name is John, and I am your phrenologist for this. Tuesday, March 19th was the first day of spring, often called the spring equinox. If you've ever heard anybody say the vernal equinox, it means the same thing as the spring equinox. The term equinox comes from the Latin word equinoxium, meaning equal day and night. Vernal also comes from Latin and means spring. Even though it is officially spring, we often get snowstorms in March along the North Shore. This March is no exception. Sunday, March 24th, is predicted that snow will move into the region from the south through the morning and afternoon. The period of the heaviest snow, strongest winds, and worst travel may be Sunday night into Monday. Blizzard conditions are possible, particularly along the North Shore. It is projected that we could see anywhere from 6 to 25 inches of snow early next week. On Friday, March 15th, bluebirds were spotted and the song of an eastern wood peewee was heard in two harbors. On Saturday, March 16th, Miss Urban spotted a flock of greater white-fronted geese in Beaver Bay, a rare migrant that is on its way to northern Canada, Alaska, Greenland, and Russia. On Wednesday, March 20th, Miss Rolfe saw a gang of wild turkeys in her backyard. Most of these turkeys were brown, but there was one white one sticking out of the brown turkeys. On Tuesday, March 19th, I saw a robin in the tree while I was playing with my dogs. Buds on several types of trees are swelling, and especially maples. Miss Rolfe noticed on March 20th that her irises and tulips have burst through the ground. Miss Rolfe's class checked their two tapped maple trees each morning and have collected it from as much as 2 gallons as to little of 1 cup in a 24-hour period. However, March 21st, Miss Rolfe's class found that there was no sap from either trees in their two collection baths. They were hoping that they could warm it up in the day so it would get more sap reduction. Most of the students in Ms. Rolfe's class have agreed that Asian beetles are all over the place again. As temperatures in winter, early spring, the beetles have once again become active. This usually occurs on the sunnier southwestern side of the building. As awakening beetles attempt to escape outdoors, we have learned that some inadvertently wander inward, emerging from behind baseboards, walls, attics, and suspending ceilings, etc. Since Asian beetles are attracted to light, they are often seen around windows or light fixtures. This concludes the phrenology report. Have a great week and be observant.